Every week on the show, we're digging into one economic story that comes from you, our listeners. It's part of a project we call Local Money, where you tell us what's going on where you live. This week, David Pessis went to our website to tell us about the library in Gloversville, New York, northwest of Albany. It's more than 100 years old and was once a crown jewel of a very prosperous town. Gloversville's fortunes have declined, and so have the library's. Now there's a campaign to raise several million dollars to restore it. We reached out to Fulton County, New York historian Samantha Hall Palladino. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Can you describe this library for me? What does it look like?
It's a very large building. It was built in the Beaux-Arts style, which if you've ever been to Grand Central Station or the New York Public Library, it's a similar style to that. Big arches, columns, very regal looking building.
And I gather it was built initially with a $50,000 grant from, what, Andrew Carnegie?
That's correct. The Carnegie grant was originally for $50,000, and there were a couple of stipulations that came with his money for any library that would be built. One is it only provided a building. It didn't provide books or land or anything like that, so it was helpful if the community already had an established library within it. The city where it was located would have to provide 10% of the total grant award annually for the library, so that would be $5,000 a year.
So what was Gloversville like when this library was built, and what's Gloversville like now?
The original grant was given in 1902, and the library opened in 1905, and this was a time of economic prosperity for Gloversville. It was actually the center of glove making in the world, Fulton County in general. A lot of the people who lived in the county were involved in the industry, whether it was working in the tanneries or making the gloves. So it was an economically booming time for the area. There was a lot going on. It was prosperous. People joked that you could quit a job in the morning and have a different job by the afternoon. So there was a lot of opportunity for people at the time. Unfortunately, by the mid-20th century, the industry started to decline. Companies began to move overseas as there became environmental regulations, taxes, things like that, that they didn't necessarily want to have to deal with. And also people stopped wearing gloves. It was not fashionable to wear them anymore. So we've been in a bit of an economic depression. I think our story is not unlike many upstate industrial towns that have experienced similar things over the past 50 years. But the community is really working to keep it positive and bring events to the area that people will be interested in and continue to grow. It will never be, you know, the glove capital of America, but hopefully something new and different will come in and make the city a great place once again.
Since the economic circumstances have changed so much, what's the library like now?
Well, like any thing, any organization, they've dealt with their economic challenges and overcome them. But to me, I've lived there my whole life. They've always been a staple of the community. I got my first library card there when I was 5 years old, and I still go there today. And they offer tons of events. I saw they were doing Spanish classes a couple of weeks ago. They offer programs for children, story time, craft making. They have a book club, a book sale. So they're really trying to serve as a center, I think, for community activity in the area, which is great.
They've been putting on a big fundraising campaign. I know the novelist Richard Russo has been involved. So when you look around, is, you know, trying to save the library, update it, kind of get it back up to its grandeur, is that something that you feel like people talk about in Gloversville a lot right now?
Yeah, especially in the local paper. I think because Richard Russo is so involved, it's been a good talking point for people. If it depends on who you ask in Gloversville, if they're a fan of his or not. I'm not sure if you've read any of his novels. I personally love them, but a lot of his novels take place in fictional cities that are pretty much Gloversville in the economic depressed times. And so a lot of people sometimes take issue with that. Other people are big fans. It depends on who you ask. But it's gotten press in the New York Times and other big media outlets. So I think this is a worthwhile cause, and the community certainly appreciates it.
I know they're trying to raise several million dollars, and they just got a check for $1 million. You think they're going to make it?
Yes. I hope so. It seems they're going along pretty good speed. You certainly don't hope that they don't, but I think they will. I think they'll reach their goal. A lot of what they want to do will improve the library, will provide handicap access to the second floor, which they currently don't have. And there's a great performance space up there. They want to expand their children's room and create an area for teens. So I think it will be something that's really good once they do reach their goal.
Samantha, are there new industries coming into Gloversville? I looked at the number of vacant housing units. That's higher than the median. You know, it feels like you're telling the story of a place that's not in great economic shape.
That's true. But there are people working to bring new industries to the area. For example, they just brought in they had their first harvest of medicinal marijuana at the Tryon
Wow.
Industrial Park. Yes, in New York State and over, I think it was 90 years or something crazy like that. So they've taken this old abandoned, it was a correctional facility for teenagers, and have turned it into this industrial park. And that's one of the businesses that has gone in there. Over the past couple of years, we've had Faye Greek Yogurt come in. So there are, the county, Fulton County, is working to provide shovel-ready sites for industries that want to come to Fulton County, and giving them incentives to come with their businesses here. So they're trying. It's never easy, but fingers crossed and, you know, positivity for the future.
Samantha Hall Saladino is the historian for Fulton County, New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come tell us about the important money stories where you live. Go to marketplaceweekend.org and click on Local Money if you have a story idea you want us to explore.